part of a cooperative, and so I regroup all my activities under the name of Taika, which means body song in Japanese. Cooperative called Avant Première. It's a cooperative where people can kind of create their business, learn how to market it, and then decide whether they want to stay in the cooperative or become self-employed, etc.
How long have you been part of this cooperative?
For about 4 years. It's from September 2017.
Is that when you first came to Brittany?
No, I arrived in Brittany in 2014. And before that, I've been living in France since 2002. So that I was living in Paris.
And you're married to a Frenchman?
Yes, I'm married to a Frenchman.
And you have a French son?
Yes, French and Australian, I guess.
So your background is mainly Australian, is it?
Well, my father's Japanese, was Japanese. My mother's American, from Boston. So I was born in Tokyo, and my mum was very happy living in Tokyo, but my dad wasn't happy living in Japan, so he wanted to leave, and so they left because he got a job in Tasmania. So we went from Tokyo to Tasmania in 1980 when I was 5 years old. My father became a naturalized Australian, and because my mother was not Japanese, we lost our Japanese citizenship at the same time because we were underage. And so I'm actually technically American and Australian.
And what brought you to France?
Kind of curiosity, which almost killed the cat, but they still have a few lives left. I was living in Sydney between 2000 and 2002, and I started doing performance art in physical theatre, and I was interested in the circus arts as well, in the aerial circus arts, and I was learning sort of trapeze and silks, and my trapeze teacher was French. He encouraged me to go see a performance by a French flying trapeze troupe that was called Les Arceaux, 2001, which was part of the Sydney Festival. There were other French companies as well, Théâtre du Soleil, which is not Cirque du Soleil, it's Théâtre du Soleil. Anyway, they were performing as well in the Sydney Festival that year. And because I was interested in performance art and circus, I kind of ran away with the circus. And it was just kind of just one more thing that said, oh, well, why don't you come to France? So I packed up my bags and came to France. I did have a relationship with a flying trapeze artist. That sort of motivates one to cross the planet, I guess. And then, yeah, it was pretty hard work trying to live in France afterwards. So I did some sort of intensive Alliance Française courses. And also to stay in France, I actually stayed on a student visa. I went into musicology at Université Paris 8 in Saint-Denis, which is north of Paris. So that allowed me to stay on in France the first few years, and it helped my French as well.
What brought you to Brittany?
My partner at the time, who's now my husband, he was kind of wanting to move out of Paris, go a bit greener. And I was missing seeing the sky, because I grew up in Tasmania. Yeah, I'm used to seeing the sky changing a lot. So basically I found sort of the Tasmanian equivalent of France in Brittany, because the weather's very changeable and it's a temperate climate. So yeah, we were looking to leave Paris. It's a good place to settle in. It was a bit of a life change, because I was working as an artist until we arrived, but I also had my son at that point, so kind of ready for a change. So I didn't really know what to expect when we came to live here. I sort of put an end to all of that. I was just okay, new page, new chapter. I decided not to continue to work as an artist. I started giving yoga classes and singing classes to start with, just to kind of find my bearings. I could have continued sort of my artistic career in Brittany, but it was just that moment in my life. I was looking to create a family and have a bit of quiet and, you know, just coming back into my life, because it's very important. Yeah, when I started teaching, I started looking for find a way to have the teaching and an artistic kind of career all together, and that's what I found in my cooperative.
How does that help you?
I think if you work for an association, if you work as a self-employed person, often they want you to stay in a certain category. You can't mix it all up. They said, okay, if you teach, you teach. If you perform, you perform. And if you teach and perform, then it's complicated on, you know, in terms of how to define yourself. So in a cooperative, all the money that you make goes into the common bank account, and the accountant works out, you know, how much you make out of everything, and then it comes back to you as a salary. So that was probably the best situation for me.
And where do you do your classes mainly?
So I do my yoga classes in Juat and Kelek, and then I have an online class as well. I give singing classes as part of the music school in Kelek, but also just privately as well. Sometimes at home, sometimes I go to people's houses. I'm very happy to have the yoga and the singing kind of coming together. I'm basically teaching vocal technique and tied to the body. My yoga background really helps with my voice teaching. And then I try and match my teaching with the needs of my students. My background was more in classical music, but I try to match my teaching to whatever musical world that people are in.
And what about the performance art?
Mm-hmm. Well, I have a couple of characters, I can call them, my personnage in French. So I just did a couple of performances at the Écocentre in Écocentre de Trigor, which is in Plum-Marboudou. I have a creature called Sasula, who is a kind of a green, fluffy creature that is born from a forgotten prehistoric egg, and she's sort of born into this modern world and just is trying to kind of work out what's going on, discover humanity and her surroundings. And so she's like touching people's hair and sniffing them and playing with the kids and just looking around, basically. So she was at the Écocentre for a couple of sessions. I have another couple of stilt walking characters. One's called Murasaki, which means purple in Japanese, and it's also named after Murasaki Shikibu. Probably be performing her later in the year, maybe in Vannes. Yes, in October.
It's a part of a festival?
Festival, yes. Yeah, and they're trying to make it a Japanese-themed festival. So not a lot of performing, but it's there. When you share a space with people and you share an experience, be able to adapt as well as we can to any kind of situation, because I'm not sure what the future will hold. But I'm very happy to be living in central Brittany during this time. And also, I think the networks of people living here are very supportive. You have people that you can count on, so I feel pretty positive and optimistic about the future.
Thank you very much, Momo.
You're welcome. My pleasure.